Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Sons of a Gun, a podcast about the DC Universe. I'm Alex Gunn.
I'm Justin. And Justin Gunn is who I am.
Yes, and we are both sons of a celebrity father. We can't say who he is.
Say.
And we have a late-breaking podcast episode. I know we've been gone for a couple of weeks, but we got to talk about this. The Joker... Yeah. Folie à deux trailer.
Beautifully said.
Dropped. Thank you very much. My French is fluent. Dropped online thanks to CinemaCon, which is happening down in Las Vegas. In case you don't know, that is a convention mostly for theater owners where the studios show off, like, hey, here's the stuff that you'd be really excited to show in your theaters over the next year. So they show off a ton of things, including Warner Brothers is doing their presentation, and they showed off the Joker Folie à deux trailer that also dropped online. Potentially, there's more things that dropped online as well as we're taping this. If we missed them, I'm sorry. But we didn't watch the trailer. Now, I will say, I will frame up first, and then I want to go over to you. When we did our comic book movie preview over on the Comic Book Club podcast for the year, I said, despite hating Joker, Joker Folie à deux was my most anticipated comic book movie of the year.
Insane choice.
Insane choice.
If anyways.
But the reason being, Joaquin Phoenix has been doing some really interesting stuff. Napoleon, mixed movie. He was wild and hilarious in it.
He's good, yeah.
Beau is Afraid gets better the more that I think about it. Like, just a great, insane movie, and he's phenomenal in it. And the idea that they were taking this thing that's such a love of edgelord movie like Joker and turning it into a musical with reportedly 15 songs in it with Lady Gaga – that's just like either absolutely brilliant and is going to take it to the next level, or it's going to be a car crash. Either way, I want to be in the theater opening night to check it out. So that's my setup there before the trailer, how I was feeling about it. Justin, now that you've seen the trailer, how are you feeling about it?
Well, I'll do a little setup too. I like the Joker. I'm sort of in the – I like the Joker, the first one. It is – one of my wife's favorite movies, which is a lot is strange and alarming in some ways. Yeah. But she watched that and she was like,
"Well, your wife also, just to check, like she was one of the people that got released the Snyder Cut trending, right, on Twitter."
Yeah. My wife is a bit of a Snyderhead. She's an edge, an edge lady, as I say. But she watched that movie and was like, "Is this what all comic book movies are like?" And I was like, "No, it is not." And it's crazy that you. A, even so watch this, and B, love it. We have a lot of space in our home for Joker. And then, so seeing this trailer, I thought this was a great trailer. Mm-hmm. It's very well done, and it makes the movie, because I think one of the things that maybe you didn't like about Joker, or that I think a lot of people are like, is you're in Joker's head for a lot of it. You're in Joaquin's head riding along. And this flips the perspective, I think, to the outside a little bit in a nice way, just based on the trailer. And it's, I think that's a better place to watch this character and these characters interact. Plus, it seems like they're committing to a love story here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you haven't checked out the trailer, first of all, obviously, please do, because we're going to talk about specific scenes, I assume, in it. But you are getting Joaquin Phoenix back as Arthur Fleck, who is the Joker. It seems like the thing that was not totally clear whether he did or not, which is executing Robert De Niro on live television at the end of the last movie, is something that probably happened. He's in Arkham Asylum, and he meets Harleen Quinzel, who does not seem to be a doctor here. She seems to also seems to be an inmate. She bonds with him. And again, just based on the trailer, it seems like they're also being more specific about, like, in the real world, they are in Arkham Asylum. They are escaping into musical fantasies over the course of the movie. All the stuff, I mean, I guess we'll see what happens, but all the stuff where they're in Harley makeup and Joker makeup does not seem to actually be happening. It's their flight of fancy. And maybe I'm wrong about that, because we're basing it on a 2.5 minute trailer that doesn't have a ton of dialogue. But that's interesting. That seems like more of a choice than they had in the first movie, which I like. It's funny to me that, like, almost every recent musical trailer, they're hiding the fact that it's a musical, because most people don't like musicals. So, like, they have people dancing. It's clear that there's song and dance numbers.
There's musical numbers, in this, clearly.
Nobody is singing in this trailer at any point. Like, they have Joaquin Phoenix coming up to a microphone, and then he's like, and then it cuts away before you actually hear any of this horrible, awful singing that you don't want to see. I agree with you on the trailer, though. I thought the final image on it, where Harley draws a little smile and lipstick and it matches up with his face, I was like, whatever else, that's a good shot.
That's a great shot. And also the way, just to get more into it, like, she draws the little smile and red lipstick and says, I want to see the real you. Then his face lines up his actual smile with the lipstick, and then he smiles, and it's so well. It's perfect. It's a great shot. And, man, I just thought the whole thing is cool. I have a very hasty prediction. I think this whole movie is taking place inside Joker's head. Mm-hmm. I feel like Harley Quinn is going to be not a real person. It's what we're going to find.
So, like, a whole Fight Club thing is what we're doing here.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, in the original movie, the first movie was about him. He just couldn't find any place in society. And then this feels like he's trapped in a place. So he is inventing sort of a home, a match for himself, is what I think may be happening. And that's cool.
I also, and this is my personal preference, but the first movie was very clearly aping Scorsese movies from the late 70s and early 80s, like, straight up, no bones about it. We're doing King of Comedy plus Taxi Driver at the end. And that was something that I found very frustrating, because Todd Phillips in general, I think, like, he's not the best director. He's not the most innovative director. So picking up of Scorsese stuff, unless you're going to add something to it, I don't know what the point is. Here, it seems like they're very much picking off of 40s and 50s musicals. That's something that, to me, feels more like a genre. Like, it is something that you can – parody is the wrong word, but it's something you can pick up and play off of, and the emotional resonance of it, versus we are doing two Martin Scorsese movies, which is what they were doing in the first one. You know, like, they weren't using it as an avenue to be like, we're saying something about 70s and 80s, early 80s cinema and the griminess of it. They were using it as more just a look. Versus 40s and 50s musicals, the cheesy backdrops, the colors of them, the pop of them, that gives you a worldview that is different from I am in an insane asylum because I murdered a person on live TV. There's potentially more of a perspective there. And that's what makes me very excited about this trailer.
The other thing, because I agree with you there, that's great. And the other thing that I think, I have no way of knowing this is true, but further distance from Batman is good for this movie. And it feels like this movie doesn't care about any of that. The my least favorite parts about the first one were like, yeah, and that's my dad. I was like, I bleh, nobody wants this. This is, seems like it's like not about any of that at all. So maybe there'll be a little
nod. The only thing that worries me, I will say, is they are, and mind you, I really like her as an actress, but they're bringing back Zazie Beetz as his neighbor. And my feeling is, why?
Yeah, what's the move there?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what we're doing with that, other than like he sees her at one point and she's a cameo in one scene. But I don't know. If it's all at Arkham Asylum, if it's all – whether Harley is Tyler Durden,
they have to escape at some point.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
I also thought it was funny. They were like, all right, we got Joaquin. We got Joker. We got the world. We got the steps are back. The dance is back. I was like, come on. Like Harley is at the steps in one shot. I was like, not necessary. Yeah, that's what do you think we are? We're like, we love steps. Gotta see the steps.
That's
again.
The thing to throw a bit of cold water on here. That's the thing that worries me a little bit. Is this is such an unnecessary sequel? Anybody can cut together, not anybody, but like a really good editor can cut together a great 2.5 minute trailer out of anything.
Yes.
This could be the most fan servicey. They left out all the stuff. They're like, by the way, in case you weren't clear, that young boy whose name was Bruce, who I talked to in the last movie, who might be my brother, he is my brother, and he's Batman. And this is Gotham City, and there's Commissioner Gordon, and here we go. All of that stuff could be in there. We're just not seeing it in the trailer. If there is, that would be a bummer, because I'm still kind of hyped for it after this trailer. I think they have
the
opportunity to make something that is way more special and interesting than the first movie.
Yeah, agree. And that's to have a trailer this good for that, like, is and a trailer that doesn't feel like it has to tell the story. Mm-hmm. It just is just showing us elements of the movie and of the story. Like, that's what you want. Just
the
depends
other
on,
thing that I throw out there.
We don't know the story.
Yeah, we don't know the story. The other thing that I throw out there just in terms of the cast is like Joaquin Phoenix goes for it. Lady Gaga, usually for ill, and I think this is not necessarily her fault, but just because of the project she's got in, but like she goes for it. So whatever this is, they are both 100% in on this project. So again, I don't know. That might be good news.
All gas, no brakes, says Joker Falio de.
Exactly. Well, there you go. Special episode of Sons of a Gun here. If you would like to support this podcast and all the podcasts we do, patreon.com/comicbookclub. Also, we do a live show every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. to Facebook and YouTube. Come hang out. We would love to chat with you about DC Universe stuff. Apple, Spotify, Android, or the app of your choice to subscribe, listen, and follow the show. At Comic Book Live, on Twitter/X, Comic Book Club Live on TikTok and Instagram, comicbookclublive.com for this podcast and many more. Until next time, Dad, I know you're busy on Superman and you don't have much to do with this, but the movie looks great.
Yeah, you probably gave it a thumbs up, right, Dad? This is sort of our folio, dude.